Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Kate Pope Hodel is here. Kate has become a great member of our Brain Trust. She works on special projects for KC SourceLink. She chairs the board for Network Kansas, a SourceLink affiliate. She's the co-author of Beyond Collisions, How to Build Your Entrepreneurial Infrastructure. She's been associated with the Ewing Marion Kauffman Foundation, an organization I've been telling you about for over 20 years. For a long time now, she's been with them, and she's our good friend, Kate Pope Hodel. Welcome back.
Thank you. Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back. It's always fun to have you on the show, Kate. Thanks for being here, and thanks for your steadfast work and support of entrepreneurs. And it's very important what you're doing. So you've got some new research you're going to bring in today. Where is it from?
Yeah. So, you know, you and I both know how important entrepreneurs are to the economy.
Yep.
But not everybody else understands that story. So, you know, as you mentioned, you know, back when I was at Kauffman, we did the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor. And then when I joined SourceLink, one of the things that we really wanted to do was to bring that story down to a local level and to be able to quantify how important entrepreneurs are to our local economy, the impact that they make. So this number won't surprise you, but it may surprise other people. The number of jobs created by our new small firms every single year in Missouri, 40,800.
Wow. 40,800.
New jobs. So, yeah, these are new jobs. So think about, you know, what you typically hear of in economic development, where we're going to bring a plant to town and it's going to employ 300, and we're going to bring something else to town that's going to employ 1,000 people, which are promised jobs, not real jobs. These are real live jobs.
That's 2 million jobs. If you multiply that by 50, that's 2 million jobs.
Exactly. So, and this is just Missouri. So think about that impact. And the other thing that was exciting to see about this is that clearly a lot of the jobs were in the population center. So in, you know, St. Louis and in Kansas City and Springfield. But there were jobs, we did a heat map, jobs all across the state.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Even up in the northern part corners and down in the Boot Hill, we have these new small firms creating jobs in their communities.
Well, and see, you and I agree on the definition of an entrepreneur. A lot of people don't. Some of these pointy-headed academians, I've argued with them. You know, they think an entrepreneur is only somebody who's going to become a gazelle or a unicorn, as they call them. You know, I don't know what the next word they're going to come up with. But you and I both know an entrepreneur is someone who risks their own capital and goes to market with their own capital, right?
That's a great point to make. And this data collects all different kinds of companies in all different kinds of industries. So we are not just talking tech jobs here. We are talking jobs in restaurants. We are talking jobs in retail. We're talking jobs in healthcare. All different kinds of companies that people are out there, as you say, putting their ideas to work, risking their own capital, and trying to make something happen.
Well, that's exactly right. And when, you know, an entrepreneur looks at the world different than almost everybody else. An entrepreneur looks at something.
Opportunity where other people don't.
I keep thinking about, remember the movie, A Beautiful Mind? Russell Crowe played, I'm trying to think of the guy's name. And the guy was, you know, he had some mental problems, but it was partially also the way his brain worked. He would look at numbers on a wall and pull off numbers that meant something. Small business entrepreneurs look at the marketplace and they see holes, they see gaps, they see little bitty chinks of opportunity, little bitty fissures of niches where they think they can fill that. And then they not only see those things, they want to take action to follow that. And that's a special kind of a person, isn't it?
Absolutely, and they deserve support. And that's the story we have been trying to tell every place we work, is that these folks deserve support. They are important to our communities. They are important to the economy, and they deserve some support. And they don't need very much, typically. They don't need that much help. They just need a little bit of a boost, maybe a little bit of capital here or there, maybe a training class, maybe a place to have a meetup, maybe a mentor. They don't need that much. And the investment that we could make in these companies can yield amazing results as we think about our community as a whole. And that's the story that I think this data helps tell,
right,
is that it's worth it. It's absolutely worth some investment in our smaller firms.
And people all over the all over your state and people all over the country now can take your research and then go to the leadership of a county or a city or a region and say, this is why we need to create an entrepreneurial incubator. This is why we need to buy that that old warehouse and put it and create an incubator there. And to grow these kinds of jobs. For one thing, it keeps our it helps keep our children at home.
It sure can, and I think that people are attracted to places where there is sort of an economic vitality. Even if they go to work for an existing company, they're attracted to a place that's exciting and things are happening and new businesses are being created, and so. Yes, this is the kind of story that, that can be told in every community, no matter how big, no matter how small, that these kinds of businesses are very important to the mix.
Yeah.
And there is some data publicly available that can help tell that story. Quarterly workforce indicators, it's Census Bureau data. It's not exactly what we use for this report because we were able to get to some raw data. But even with that quarterly workforce indicator data that's available publicly, you can still start to tell this story.
Mm-hmm. There's no question about it. And I am happy, though, Kate, and I think that the Global Entrepreneurship Monitor helped tremendously. Over the last 20 or 30 years, the incubator movement has really taken off across the country. I see them all over the place. What do you think?
You know, they call them accelerators now, and they're a little bit different. But I think the important thing is
I'm always where, one generation behind in my terminology.
No, you know, it changes all the time. But I think it's really important for entrepreneurs to have a place where they can go and be with other people who are like them and find those resources.
And
I'm not going to say that every community
there's no
needs
cookie,
an accelerator.
There's no cookie cutter,
but,
Kate. They look like all kinds of different things. It doesn't matter. Don't worry about what it looks like. Just make it happen and use Kate's research to do it.
Absolutely.
The Missouri Jobs Report. That's what she's talking about. Quick break. Right back with
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.